today, being May 1st, is the last month of autumn.
How do you think I feel? My electronically worked out beanie drawer opened this morning. Just on date, I always program it. 1st of May, it opened up, I looked at the beanies and went, oh, I don't think so.
No, way too hot for a beanie.
You'll be going to the beach because even the lifesavers have been put on duty for an extra week.
Yeah, water's still warm.
So the question is, where is winter and are we going to get one?
Yeah.
So we thought we'd go to the guru.
Yes.
NBN's weather guru, Gavin Morris. Good morning.
Tanya, Steve, good morning. How are we on this balmy May morning?
Yeah, come on, Gav. What's the go, mate?
I know, it's warm. It's so funny that I got the call from you guys this morning. Last night, I walked out and I said to the missus, I said, you know what? I have a feeling it's going to be a very short winter.
Yeah.
Lo and behold, it probably is. We're looking at a fairly warm one, although it could become a little bit wet. We're looking at about average rain right throughout the next couple of months. But these above average temperatures are set to continue. You just mentioned the ocean temperatures. They're still incredibly warm just down at the ocean. Just now, and it's still 21 degrees in. It's just extraordinary. It's really, really warm right out across the Tasman and the Coral Sea. And when sea surface temperatures are that warm, that usually tells us that we're going to have a fairly mild winter, because once we get those onshore winds, it just blows over a very warm ocean and it drags in that very mild air. Now, the only catch is when you do have a warm ocean like that, if we do get a cold pool and a little bit of a cold feature come through in the upper parts of the atmosphere, we tend to get some East Coast lows, and I think we'll see a little bit of that activity begin to unfold as we move through May there, team.
When we get that stinky cold, it's usually that westerly August time of year, isn't it?
Yeah, you're exactly right. Yeah, the real cold comes, you know, from those westerlies, the dry air mass, particularly the south westerlies. We usually see those really move in during the autumn period, but we've only had, you know, like two or three of those, and they've been particularly weak. It was so funny, you know, like last weekend, Saturday, I mean, we had one of those, but it wasn't that particularly cold. And for the first time, I put jeans on to go to my son's soccer match, and I was warm, and I'm like, what am I doing? I couldn't wait to get home and rip the jeans off. So, like you with the beanie, I've had the jeans on once so far this season, and I hated them, and I needed them back off by midday. I was like, no, back to the shorts, you know? I mean, the jeans are back in the cupboard, so we haven't needed it at all. I've only had the Uggies on probably one or two mornings so far, Steve.
Well, Gav, does it mean, though, come June, July, August, that we won't be feeling those bitter cold mornings and we won't be rushing out and buying new jumpers because we're just not going to need them?
No, look, you know, look, the long-range forecast, we're probably not really quite up to August just yet. The long-range forecasts go out to July at this point. And, you know, we're expecting a warmer-than-average period up until then. But I think it'll carry over. But it still means that we are going to have, you know, those cold systems, they'll come through in those long-range charts over the next couple of weeks and, you know, into May and early winter. There's just still not that many of them. We've had these big blocking highs in the mid-latitudes, and we haven't had the strong fronts come through. We've got a lovely little one that's coming through at the end of the week, and that's going to produce some beautiful rain inland, some very nice rain, because we've got a weather system that's been incredibly rare over the last 2 years, and that is tropical moisture, that air mass coming down from the north and linking up with the cold front coming in off the Great Southern Ocean. That's how we get our big inland rain event. Very, very rare over the last couple of years, but we've got a little one of those that's going to unfold over the next couple of days, and that's why we've got all of that high-level cloud over us at the moment, which actually trapped in that warm air, and that's why it was so incredibly warm overnight and still this morning.
Geez, we haven't progressed much, have we? I know in the 80s that I could pre-record a show on the video recorder 10 years in advance, and yet we still can't tell the weather by August.
Hey, I can give you that Christmas forecast, if you like, which usually comes up around now. I say chance of showers for Christmas Day there, Steve.
Nice one. Gav, always a pleasure. Take care of you.
See you guys.
See you
on the telly tonight. There's Gavin Morris from NBN.
What's going on, Tim? Should be able to forecast 60 years ahead by these days.
I know.
We're all going to have to go out and get a bill short an electric car. Save the environment.